Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Three here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 57 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you're listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, as well as on TV on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live, X, YouTube, and any other your major social media platforms, even podcasting. You can find us on those channels. Just simply search CN2 and or WRHI. Well, we have got the best seat in the house today.
Sure do.
It smells wonderful here in the studio. That's because we have beautiful strawberries in from Springs Farm. And I can only imagine we're talking about the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, correct?
Yes.
They do not pay us the big bucks around here for nothing. We are going to catch up with Ron Edwards from Springs Farms here in a second. But Jaconna Hester is the events and activities coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. Is that the right title for you?
Just events coordinator.
Okay. Activity sounds like you should be on a cruise ship.
That like, would be fun.
It's like, what
Right.
Yeah, when you retire, you give us this blip right here, and you show them
that's right.
In your interview. It's like one of those that when you say it out loud, I was like, I don't think she's the activities director on the cruise ship. But you do handle a lot of activities for the town of Fort Mill.
Yes, that's right. We have a lot going on all year.
Well, this is a big one for y'all. We are in the home stretch for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, so we'll let you take it from there, what you want our audience members to know about, what they can expect this weekend and beyond.
Yes, so tonight we have our strawberry jam on Main Street from 5 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow we will have the 5K from 9 to 12, and you will be running in that.
I will be there.
So.
I'm going to carve up today.
And then tomorrow we also have Barry's birthday bash at the Fort Mill History Museum from 1 to 3. And then the museum will also be hosting the strawberry scavenger hunt from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For that. And then Sunday we have the strawberry festival brunch from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Anne Springs Closed Greenway Gateway Canteen. Tuesday is our golf tournament. And then, of course, next Saturday, May 4th, is the big day, the big festival day.
Real quick with the brunch, do you need to get tickets ahead of time? Do they sell out? Like, where are we on that? Do you know?
Yes. I think there might still be some available. So just go online to scstrawberryfestival.com to check that out.
If you're sweet enough, wink, wink, they might let you pass if you heard it on Palmetto Mornings.
That's
maybe
right.
Say
that's
that.
That's right.
The word of the day. And then your soiree was last weekend,
right.
And those pictures looked fantastic.
They look great. Yes, that was lots of fun. Yeah, Ron and I both got to go to that. So lots of fun.
Well, good. We're glad you can get to enjoy some of the events that you put together. So again, this weekend is kind of like the soft launch as we really roll into the activities beginning today through next week, and then on Saturday, May the 4th. Man and Kimmel, leave those strawberries for us. They did bring in huge strawberries from Springs Farm.
Look at this.
Look at that. Like, Ron, what are you all doing over there? Good soil?
Good soil. That's right.
For real. All joking aside, what is different about these strawberries that we might see in some of our other locations in and around town or across the country?
Well, again, it is a soil. We're in a river bottoms. And, I mean, if you've got good river bottom land, you can grow anything, you know. And so we're very blessed to have good soils and good land to grow strawberries in. Plus, we've been doing it a long time, and we know when to put when to put it on it and when not to put it on it. So our fertilizer program works very well. So.
You're doing good.
Don't mind us, Ashley. We'll just do the interview. Enjoy the strawberries. Hey, perks of the job.
That's right.
Ron, explain to our audience members the cycle of like planting strawberries. When do you do that? Yeah. What is the TLC you need to do it for these strawberries and when they come ripe? And just walk us through that.
Well, we lay our plastic in September. They're under a plasticulture, which is basically we put plastic down with a drip line under it. That way we can fertilize the plant. It keeps the weeds out and so forth. And then we plant in October. And after we plant, we have to kind of baby them all winter, make sure, cold nights. They're a very hardy plant, but if it gets too cold, we have what we call row covers, and we cover them up. And we watch the weather. You know, again, we're all about the weather. And and then about March, you'll see some blooms. And then you've got to decide, am I going to save the blooms or are we going to wait a little longer? So it's a fine line there to when you start saving blooms. And what I mean by that is cold nights will kill a bloom, so if you're not protected. So we look at the calendar, kind of look and kind of talk about, you know, what's coming up as far as what we see in the weather. And then we make a decision. And from there, it's on then as far as covering, uncovering to protect them until time to, you know, April time to start picking.
How do they, the size of them is like, we've never seen this before. So,
well, this is a variety. It's a Camarosa variety. Okay. That's its perk is to be big and kind of spread out like that. That berry that you have there is what we call a double pollinated. Mm. It's actually two berries in one, and we have
double
those
good
periodically
too.
In the field. And that happens during pollination and so forth. But this variety, it's its signature big, and a lot of people have gone to other varieties, and we do have another variety that we're trying just because, you know. Sometimes things get a little better, like anything, you know, with genetics and stuff. But we've had such good luck. We've had such good luck with. Sorry about that.
That's a ringer on your phone. That's a nice ringer, Ron. I like that one. Don't worry. No one will call you throughout any part of the day except when you're on live radio. It never fails. It's okay. It's a fun ringer. I'll have to add that one to it. Oh, my gosh. So, Ron, the strawberries that we're going to see at the Strawberry Festival this year, those were planted back in October of last year. Yeah. And how long will they continue after April?
We'll pick through, hopefully through May and into June. But what stops us is the heat, the hot weather. They'll quit producing when it gets up in the 90s.
Okay.
So you really live and die by the weather.
Oh, absolutely.
Huge.
With anything.
And has this been a pretty good cycle for you all, weather-wise, from the fall to the spring?
It has. We'll have a crop of peaches this year, which last year we had zero peaches because of the freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we're going to have some peaches. But the weather's been cooperating this year, it seems like.
All the rain we've received, that has not, like, hurt it as much?
Well, I mean, we just have to deal with
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah. Can't take it back.
There's nothing we can do about that, so you just deal with that.
Yeah, sure.
Well, of course, we'll be able to see these strawberries highlighted at the festival.
Correct.
But if you're not going to be at the festival, where can people get them?
Okay,
what else do you do with them?
Yeah, you can go to the peach stand there at 160 and at the 21.
Yeah.
And so you can get them at the peach stand, or you can get them across town over near Springfield at the farm market, or just up the street from the farm market, we have 4 acres of pick your own. So you'll be able to either pick your own or pick them up already picked. And
well, we are so glad you're here, Ron. You're an expert, and we certainly appreciate your expertise.
I don't know about that.
And then, Jacana, just here is to a fantastic Strawberry Festival, and I understand we might get a field trip out there next week for Palmetto Morning.
We're excited.
We're really looking forward to that a week from today, so pay close attention there. But get out and enjoy the Strawberry Jam tonight, the run tomorrow, the birthday bash, the scavenger hunt, the brunch on Sunday, and then all the other activities leading up to the big event next Saturday, May the 4th. Jacana Hester's with the town of Fort Mill. Ron Edwards is with Springs Farm. Great to see you, my man.
Thank you
both so much.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.